Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio, tuned into the live show on the net. We have a special guest called L Smooth coming to the studio. Are you there, L? Yes, area code 405.
Hey, what's happening? L Smooth.
Hey, is this... Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're live on Brian Music Radio.
Hey, man, how you doing? Appreciate you having me.
No problem. Glad to have you. Now, can you introduce yourself to our listeners out there?
Yeah, no doubt, man. L Smooth, man, from Midwest City, Oklahoma, hip-hop artist, Street City Enterprises. Out here doing my thing.
Now, L Smooth, how long have you been doing the music?
I've been kind of rapping, man, for the past, like, 4 or 5 years, man. So we just been out here grinding and just trying to put out some good music, you know, representing the state of Oklahoma.
So what made you decide to get into the music business?
Just really, you know, just growing up, I've always had a love for music, man, and just wanted to start making music for myself and just for friends, man, that stuff that we enjoy, you know, because music has been changing, you know, lately, the past, you know, it's different from it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So I just decided to make music, you know, for me and my friends and stuff like that. So I've just been progressing from there.
Okay. Can you tell us who are some of your mentors in the music business?
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, I had some influences growing up, man. You know, Oklahoma, you kind of pull from a lot of different, you know, of course, you pull from the West Coast. You know, I listen to NWA, stuff like that. You know, I also pull from the East Coast, you know, big Wu-Tang fan. And then also down South, you know, I liked a big fan of Scarface, you know, UGK, people like, you know, Outkast at Atlanta, as far as, you know, on the mainstream level. But, you know, a lot of things as far as Oklahoma, man. You know, I got a couple cats, man. CAP, he's a mentor to me. You know, he's my engineer. I also get beats from him. And also the late, great Spiderwise musician who's also from Oklahoma who passed last year. So, and then, you know, just, you know, I'm inspired just through my friends, man, and my son and stuff like that, friends and family. So that's just what keeps me going.
Now, since you, from our conversation, from talking to you now, you've been at this for quite a while, so you know the direction that the music has been from then to now. And what is your opinion about it?
Man, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people say there's no good music out there, but you know, it's definitely changed. But I just think you have to find it, man. I mean, that's what the underground is. It has a lot of, you know, people that's working hard and probably making music that you enjoy. You just kind of got to, they're not put in the forefront. So that's the beauty of internet, you know, your YouTubes and Facebook and, you know, SoundCloud and things like that, which is a pretty good tool to where you can find artists that you may enjoy, opposed to some of the mainstream stuff that you may not enjoy. So
that's pretty good. I mean, that's real good. Most people don't even think.
I mean, yeah, that's, you know, you just have to look, man, because you know, you get with people like, man, I can't stand the radio. You know, you hear that a lot, and because, you know, you hear the same 10 to 12 songs that are in rotation. But, you know, that's not an excuse not to look and find, you know, the type of artist that you may like. You just have to look for them. And just also just give people a chance, man.
Now, if you had a choice to do a collab with any artist out there, major or indie, can you tell us who and why?
Oh, man, that's a good question, man. That's pretty tough, man. Just a collaboration. Man. You know, I'm a big that's tough, man. I mean, like I said, I like all, you know, west, east coast, down south, man. You know, I probably have to say Andre 3000. You know, just because you really don't hear him a lot. You know what I mean? He doesn't put out as much music as he did back in the day. So, you know, I'd like to have, you know, I could say, hey, man, I did a collab with Andre 3000. You know what I mean? I mean, he's not my number one favorite rapper, but he's definitely one of my top 10. And, you know, for me to have a collab with him, you know, which he don't collab with everyone, that'd definitely be something, you know, I'd be proud of. So I would say Andre 3000, the Outkast.
Oh, that's a plus. That's a plus. So now, when you're in your studio just doing your thing, what music do you listen to on your iPod or headphones? What music do you listen to when you're not in, when you're in the studio or out on the streets, if it ain't your own?
You know, I listen to a lot of cats, man, from here, from Oklahoma, man, to be honest. You know, I support, you know, our own out here. You know, we got, you know, like I said, CAP makes music. You know, we got full-fledged ENT. You know, they can make some good music. Black Top Democracy, you know, make some good music. You know, we got Freak Show and everything like that. They make good music. Militant Minds, Puzzle People, Grip Records. There's just a lot of, you know, artists out here in Oklahoma that I listen to. I don't know, like, I listen to a lot of, you know, 90s music too, man. Like I said, Wu-Tang, Redman's, and, you know, Mos Def. You know, like I said, I still listen to Dr. Dre from time to time, Scarface. You know, so I listen to a little bit of everything, man. I'm not too much on some of the newer stuff. You know, I do have a lot of respect for some of them. I mean, they, you know, the Kendrick Lamars and J. Cole's, you know, Wale's, they make great music as well, but I kind of listen to, you know, a mixture of everything.
That's cool. So what are you expecting in the music business? What is your future goal being an artist in the music industry? Are you trying to stay independent or go major?
Man, I've kind of studied a lot of that, man. And, you know, the independent grind, man, if you do it correctly, man, you can definitely make some money on it and have some longevity. You know what I mean? I'm not really in for it just for the fame and everything, just to, you know, be in every commercial and on every, you know, song to kind of, you know, kind of tarnish, you know, what I stand for. But, you know, independent grind, I enjoy it. You know what I mean? I'd like to definitely touch as many people as possible with my music and with the message that I put out there. But, you know, if something would be right on the major scale, then, I mean, I'd definitely take a look at it. But, I mean, you know, you look at people like Tech N9ne, who's probably one of the most wealthiest rappers out there and is on the independent. So that's definitely inspiring. People like him, you know, Nipsey Hussle, stuff like that. So independent doesn't look so bad when you see those guys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is so true. Now tell us about this fourth upcoming single you got coming out called Pillowcase.
Yeah, it's called Pillowcases, man. And basically, this kind of stemmed from, you know, I'm from Oklahoma, man, and I know when you think of hip hop, you don't necessarily think of Oklahoma. You know, you kind of think of, you know, LA, your bigger cities, New York City, you know, stuff like that. But I just think, man, we have some dope artists, man, out here in Oklahoma City and also other small markets of across the country, man, that actually make great music, man. They can rap, you know, make, you know, producers, singers, things like that. So this happened, you know, I just kind of came up with something, man. You know, I was at a show one time and some fans were there and they were just like, man, they sleeping on you, man. You know, they sleeping on you. And so I was like, man, you know, I'm passing out a pillowcase. They're going to keep sleeping on us. You know what I mean? It was kind of a joke, but I just kind of brought it to fruition, you know. And, you know, every time, you know, when you're in a career, man, when you up and coming, man, you always feel like, you know, you don't get a lot of opportunities that some other people get and you feel slept on at some point in your career. So I just, you know, put that into it.
So when is the pillowcases, when is it going to drop?
Oh, it's dropped, man. It's out right now, man. It's getting played in several markets right now. And also, man, you can purchase it on iTunes right now, man. It came out this week. So you can go to iTunes, type in L Smooth, and you'll see Pillowcases featuring Shia LaVon. Shout out to her. She's on the hook. And it's out right now.
Good. Now, what is your next single that you're putting together?
My next single is called Plateau. You know, the video's already shot for that one, as well as Pillowcases, man. We're going to drop it pretty soon. And that's just talking about, you know, just a positive message, man, just trying to elevate, you know, try to get, you know, better and better with time and everything I do, and just trying to grow as a person, man, and, you know, block out all the negativity, man, and just do something positive. Just trying to elevate, reach another plateau. So that's what that's about. And we got a crazy video on that. Shout out to Steve, the director, that did the shot on that. My man Video Hero TV did the video for Pillowcases. So we got some stuff coming up, man. I can't wait to let everybody check it out.
You're a pretty busy man, and from the conversation we're having, you have a good head on your shoulders.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, being in this music industry, we hear a lot of people talk, and that's exactly what they do. They talk and don't know what they're talking about. You have a good head on your shoulders.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I just try to study what I do, man. If anything I'm doing, man, I'm just always trying to be the best at it, man, and like I said, you know, a major thing would be cool, but, you know, I like getting out there and seeing the people, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, and, you know, networking. So that's just what it's all about, putting out a good message, positive vibes, man, and just spreading the word.
And that's what it takes to help to get out there. Now, being in the music industry, as you see the changes coming, physical to the digital, what's your opinion about it?
I think there's always going to be, you know, probably CDs will be, you know, they probably won't make them, you know, they're trying to get away from them, you know. Some cars now don't even have CD players, but I think there's always a fan base, man, that is still, you know, rocks the CDs and stuff like that. And not only that, you know, just with me, from my experience, there's people out there that aren't even on social media. You know, they don't have the Facebook, the Twitter, you know, the SoundCloud. They just do away with it. They don't mess with it, so there's another whole crop of, you know, consumers out there that you have to touch, you know, with that CD, you know, that they appreciate that. You know, people like myself, you know, I used to get excited, you know, when the Busta Rhymes CD come out, or, you know, No Limit was dropping music every week. You know, you like that physical copy. And I think there's always going to be a base for that. I mean, it's going to be smaller and smaller, but I think people still enjoy it. But you know, you still got to do the online, you know, the MP3s and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So being in the music business, in the years you've been in it, what is your goal for the music? I mean, is there a goal, a purpose that you have set forth that you want to accomplish?
Man, I just really want to just, you know, continue, you know, hopefully inspire people, man, you know. You know, it's, you know, we growing up, man, in a society, man, where, you know, it's a lot of influences out there where you can just kind of choose the wrong path. You know what I mean? As a youngster, or just, you know, anything, you know, we get in situations, but hopefully I can kind of inspire people, man, to just try to think positive, man, and just do something positive with your life, man. And not only that, man, just make a nice living off of it. You know what I mean? Doing what I do, you know, it's kind of hard out here now. We got people that, you know, download stuff for free and kind of devalue the music nowadays, but if you do it right, you can still make a pretty decent living off of it. But the ultimate goal is just inspire as many people as I come in contact with. So that's really what I'm looking for.
I mean, from this conversation we're having, you're doing a pretty good job.
Appreciate it.
You're doing a pretty good job. Now, we want to say thank you for on the Grind Radio. It's a pleasure to have somebody that is very educated and well-versed as you. We would like
appreciate
for you to give your shout out and all your social media so the fans that are clicking in can contact you.
Okay. I just want to shout out the whole Midwest City, Oklahoma, man, the whole Oklahoma as a state. Shout out, man, you know, my man CAP, Spidey Wise Musician, the whole Full Fledged Camp, you know, DJ 2K, you know what I'm saying, Freak Show, Kaiser, you know, Blacktop Democracy, everybody like that has been working with me. You can catch me. My website is www.lsmoothsce.com. That's lsmoothsce.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at 1lsmooth, Facebook, lsmooth fan page. Instagram is lsmoothsce. Also, shout out my man D. Stern, also Shia LaVon. Appreciate her. Just everybody that's been following the movement, all the fans, I just appreciate the support. And make sure you get Pillowcases right now on iTunes. It's available.
Well, Elspeth, we want to thank you for taking time out your busy day to stop by to get in the studio and give us this wonderful interview. And we want you to know, stay on your grind. And you tuned in to the Grind Music Radio, and thank you very much.
All right, man. I appreciate you having me, man. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too.